Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Nationals sign Eddie Rosario to a contract. Where does he fit into the Nationals' plans? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline to become part of the team and remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's promo code BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Today's episode is also brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code MINUTECAST. That's promo code MINUTECAST for $20 off Nats tickets at SeatGeek.com. In this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the depth move that the Nationals made today in my assessment by signing Eddie Rosario. Where does he fit into the Nationals' master plans? The Nationals made a depth move, in my opinion, by signing Eddie Rosario. I don't think he's the long-term solution. In fact, I know he isn't, considering the prospects that the Nationals have in the wings. But they did sign him as a depth move for the Nats in the outfield. But some added depth and experience goes a long ways. We take a look at the Nationals' outfield, and there are some young prospects waiting in the wings. Will this be the year for James Wood? He is definitely knocking it out of the park in spring training, but it looks like they opted to add a bit of experience to the mix. So where does he fit in? Well, according to our friends at TalkNats.com, initial thoughts of Eddie Rosario or James Wood in left field would seem to indicate that Joey Gallo is going to be first base and Jesse Winker at DH. What does that mean for Joey Meneses? His bat speed is a little slower and his spring training has been bad. Less than 3 weeks remaining in spring training to determine the opening day roster. Stone Garrett is also a question mark due to his recovery from his leg injury, and that's one of the pieces. He's one of the guys that I had kind of penciled in left field, maybe getting a little ahead of myself considering the nature of the injury that he faced. And from all reports that his running, particularly around the bases and in the field, isn't necessarily up to standards of where he needs to be. The Washington Nationals are in agreement with outfielder Eddie Rosario. It is a split contract in which he could earn up to $4 million with incentives. The deal is pending a physical, sources tell L Extra Base. That is a Twitter feed there. So that is the latest. They ultimately got him on the cheap. And I think that there are still some question marks about the Nationals outfield. And, you know, they are looking for some experience. You know, there's Victor Robles out there. So where will he fit in, or will it be kind of a platoon in left field? He played in 142 games with the Braves last season with 516 plate appearances and batted a 255, 305, 450 slash with 21 home runs. 24 doubles, 3 triples, 3 steals, a 6.6% walk rate, and a 23.6% strikeout rate. So you take a look at the moves that the Nationals have made thus far. You take a look at Joey Gallo. None of the moves thus far scream, wow, we got a lot better. But we know that. These are band-aids. These are stopgaps until the infantry, the young infantry, the prospects of the Washington Nationals are ready for battle. So why Rosario when the Nationals have so many options? Well, it's said that Stone Garrett is still a ways out with his running not fully where it needs to be. He's ultimately competing with lefty hitter Jesse Winker for the left field position. Could they possibly platoon him in left field? Ostensibly, yes. That seems like a good option, and it seems like the Nationals are doing just that. They are stockpiling options. So if plan A doesn't work and plan B doesn't work, well, hopefully plan C works. That's where the Nationals are at. But so why did they opt to go with him? He has experience in all the outfield positions. So even though he doesn't necessarily pop off the page offensively in a lot of regards, he is experienced. And I think that experience will go a long way with a Nationals team that has a lot of inexperience. Center field will most likely be Victor Robles with Lane Thomas in right. Rosario and Winker could also take turns at DH. Of course, Joey Meneses is in the mix, but like they talked about off the top here, he hasn't really popped off the page in spring training, so I ultimately don't know what the future for Meneses is. So in the mix, you could also add Joey Gallo and Joey Meneses, and you have plenty of options for Davey Martinez and the Nats. There's always the possibility that Stone Garrett and Rosario platoon the left field spot. I, you know, ultimately would like to see Stone Garrett back in there. You take a look at what he means for this team. He came here last season and just popped off the page, impressed far more than I think that anyone had projected him to be. So I'm, you know, actually, I'm happy that the Nationals have a lot of options. It's just, you know, oftentimes when you follow a team, you're hoping for that big sexy move like, wow, we got this player or that player. But at this point, for the Nationals, they are all about stopgaps until the prospects are ready. It's a cheap deal for the Nats that gives them experience until Cruz, Wood, etc. are ready for prime time. So that is the movement today for the Nationals. Again, these kind of lackluster moves, things that aren't necessarily going to garner a huge response, but that is where we're at. And it's going to be interesting. There is a lot of speculation about if James Wood is going to be good to go on the Nationals, the big team. Is it possible? Because you take a look at Dylan Cruz. I know that he is playing rather well today. And we knew it was a matter of time for Dylan Cruz to hit a home run, and he did that today. And it's a good feeling as a Nationals fan, as we know he is one of the key pieces to the Washington Nationals' future. But the Nationals' top prospect finally hit his first home run in spring training. He said it felt pretty good, Cruz said of his first dinger. I was hoping a little sooner than later, but it felt to get good on the barrel and help the team win today. I think the off day helped a lot physically and mentally, just to kind of get the feet underneath me again. But yeah, it was a great day all around, pitching, defensively. The bats were really hot today, so it was a great day. And it is a great day as we take a look at the Nationals prospects who are killing it. I am recording this podcast throughout the day, so a great game for the Nationals today as they were able to finally get things going here. We take a look at it. Cruz hit a low and outside 3-1 changeup to straightaway center field. The ball came 102.4 miles per hour off his bat and landed 393 feet away, just over the fence and out of reach of the glove of leaping Victor Mesa Jr. That's what we see. Manager Davey Martinez said he stays in the middle of the field. He's got a lot of power to the field. But to see him stay on a couple of balls today like that were really, really impressive. So it was a good day for him. He's a baseball player. He's the first one in the cage. He comes ready to play. So that's awesome. And we knew it was going to happen. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer than others. We take a look at James Wood, who had popped off the page right away, right at the beginning of spring training play. He popped off. And Dylan Cruz, listen, we know what he has in the tank. We saw what he did at LSU. We saw what he did in lower A ball with the Nationals. I think that, you know, once he finally, you know, once it finally clicks, I think that it's going to happen just for Cruz. It's taking some time. Pretty good, Cruz said, of how his power is coming along in camp. It all comes to connecting on the pitches that they throw and just thinking less is more. You don't have to go up there and swing hard. These guys are going to do the work for me. So just taking it easy, taking nice, easy swings and letting the pitcher do the work. Cruz is now slashing 286, 444, 643 with a 1.087 OPS in spring training. So great news for the Nationals as the pieces are starting to fall into place. Even though this team has struggled pretty much since they won the World Series, it seems like things are trending in the right direction. There is a lot to be happy about being a Nationals fan. But I think that James Wood has far exceeded expectations. I don't think that anyone had him projected to be doing as good of a job that he is doing. So it is going to be an interesting position for Rizzo and Martinez and the Nationals decision makers on who is going to break camp with the team. If James Wood broke camp with the team, color me super pumped up. I would like to see what he has, you know, with, you know, big league pitching. I know that he's seen, you know, big league pitching sprinkled in spring training here, but what will he do? How would he perform against some of the best in Major League Baseball? He does have a lot of pop in his bat. He is a humble guy. And, you know, ultimately, I know that, you know, the insiders and the ones that know the game best say that you should not rush these things, that it's best to just kind of let these players take their time. But, you know, for me, you know, and I've gone back and forth, I can see both sides of the coin. I would like to see him get some action in the regular season. And some people will say, well, maybe you'll see Cruz, maybe you'll see Brady Helps, but later in the season, what, you know, what players on the Nationals right now on the big team or are projected to be on the big team are going to make this team any good? And I know, and if you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, I always talk that this season is more about assessment than anything, but I would still like this team to field a competitive team. You know, I don't want them to be cellar dwellers if they don't have to be. So if you have a player like James Wood, well, you know, if he continues on his current trajectory through spring training, I would say give it a shot. I mean, what's the worst that could possibly happen that I think that it would be worthwhile to do it? As far as the other moves, you know, you take a look at Senzel, you take a look at Gallo, you take a look at Rosario. You know, again, those are the moves. Those are just stopgaps. Those are just measures in place until the young staff is ready to take place. But just to wrap it up, that is what is going on with the Nationals. Just these small under-the-radar moves that are, you know, going to hopefully give the Nationals the depth that they need for whatever this season throws at them. You also take a look at the pitching. There's a lot of question marks there. For me, Josiah Gray has impressed. I think that he worked on his game in the offseason and in spring training here, and I think that he is poised to be one of the bigger starters on the Nationals. So it's going to be an interesting team this year. What to expect? How it's kind of a ragtag group of, you know, experienced and inexperienced players. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes together in the middle. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.